As life expectancies grow in the U.S., the potential need for long-term care grows as well. A Northwestern Long-Term Care Insurance Company policy can help you pay for that care. Flexible coverage can include extended care in your own home as well as in a facility. To learn more, call Sam Stoya at 336-5717. That's Sam Stoya at 336-5717. Sam Stoya is licensed to sell long-term care insurance for the Northwestern Long-Term Care Insurance Company, a subsidiary of the Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Regarding policy form number RSLTC-1101.
If this was New Orleans, then it would be Mardi Gras. Yeah, the rest of it is just, we'll say, the Tuesday before the beginning of Lent. And to kind of mark the occasion for us, Randy Thompson in this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Glad to be here, Charlie.
It's a good day in the neighborhood, warming up actually to the mid-50s, and I'm looking forward to 70 for the next couple of days before we get back to more seasonal temperatures.
Oh, maybe we'll feel better.
we're both suffering from a little bit of seasonal whatever's in the air, pollen or mold or whatever it might
be. Cedar, sagebrush, who knows?
Whatever
Texas.
You say, I'll believe you. I know we've talked about another program that you had going with grief counseling, but we're talking music this morning primarily.
Yes. Well,
or both if you want to. I don't care.
Well, let me just give you an update on the grief group. We have a full class.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. And I consider it a real privilege to be able to lead this small group and with people who are in need. And it's very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
Music also.
Very rewarding.
Very rewarding in a different way. This coming Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. It's the formal beginning of the 40 days of Lent, mm-hmm. which the church traditionally celebrates. And people often look for a way to reflect, some means, it's a ritual of some sort. Mm-hmm. And so
different family traditions,
different church traditions,
but basically it's a preparation phase.
It's a preparation phase, and it's anticipation, waiting, reflecting, all kinds of ways to do it. So First Presbyterian Church, once again this year, is offering a Lenten concert every Wednesday mm-hmm. from 12:15 to 12:45. And that will be preceded by a sack lunch this year that the Presbyterian women are preparing. And the lunch is $5, and it consists of a sandwich. It'll be a different kind of sandwich each week, mm-hmm. a bag of chips, some homemade cookies, and a bottle of water. And you can either come before the concert, after the concert, or take it.
That's great, whichever
you want.
I would like probably the experience with a group of people, you know, either before or after, just because it's an enjoyable experience to have a meal with somebody.
But it is, and it'll take place in the community room, which is what used to be the parlor. So if people come in that north door, it's just to the right of the sanctuary. So it's all in the same neighborhood, and you'll hear us warming up, and it should be very good. Ash Wednesday, of course, is the beginning, and I've asked Lauren Green to be the first concert.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures of the two of you on Facebook together.
Yes, and we're going to be playing a pretty wide variety of Baroque and a couple of modern liturgical pieces, but they don't sound modern. They're by modern composers, Marcel Dupré and Hermann Schrader.
Mm-hmm.
But they are very typical of church pieces, just with a different harmonic nature.
Okay.
We're going to play some popular pieces too. For instance, Bach's Air on a G String.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And Albinoni's famous Adagio in G.
Mm-hmm.
And the program will begin with a Largo by Corelli, who is a very famous Renaissance composer, pre-Baroque.
Right.
And then an Ave Maria by Caccini.
Oh, okay.
And Caccini was a very well-known composer in his time. He's not one that's done a lot today, mm-hmm. but this particular Ave Maria, he's credited with the melody, and no one knows where the actual piece came from.
Mm-hmm. So typically, or at least in many cases, someone else has done the harmonization or...
Yeah,
or
and all, you know, the musicologists aren't in agreement on whether he did it or whether someone else did it. But the point is, this particular piece has stood the test of time. Mm-hmm. And it's been around for as long as anyone knows. And it's really just a beautiful piece. And everyone knows Air on a G string.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's particularly beautiful on the cello.
Other than Bach, some full orchestral pieces, that's probably one of the best known pieces by Bach.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And the first two pieces, I'll be accompanying Lauren on the piano, and then I'll go to the organ, and first, I'm going to play a very early Bach chorale. It's inspired by Psalm 130, "Out of the Depths I Cry to Thee," and it's very early in his life. In that the number that they've given it as the BWV number is 131, which is very early in his life.
Yeah.
But it's a tune it's a familiar tune. The thing that I love about it is that he uses word painting. And so, "Out of the Depths I Cry," he uses depths and cry in word painting in the music. In the depths, he has these accented non-harmonic tones, which technically are called suspensions.
Mm-hmm.
And the resolution is delayed, and then the next one is delayed, and they're descending. And it's his word painting for descending mm-hmm. into the depths, and it's very meaningful. That sense of suspense as it goes lower and lower and lower.
And I'm trying to remember it in my mind. Many of those steps are scale wise, but not always.
Not always. They can be skips, but you generally they're stepwise.
Right.
And can go up or down, but these go down, suggesting descending into the depths. And then he uses stacking chords. That is where you start with one note and hold it, and then you add more notes into a tense chord,
mm-hmm.
and that's the cry. And so there's a lot of techniques that Bach uses even in these early works that he would become so noted for as a composer. And this is it's a fairly brief piece, but it's very meaningful, and shows the rich character of the organ at First Presbyterian Church. It's really a beautiful, beautiful instrument. And then we'll come back and do the Albinoni adagio.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, is a piece that has caused musicologists to argue.
Oh.
And I have not really discovered this until the last 10 years when I started reading what people were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, everyone agrees that whether in its totality or whether in fragments, it's Albinoni's idea.
Mm-hmm.
And this piece is just haunting. And in fact, it's so haunting that it's been used in over 50 films.
I was going to say, I can think of a couple of films that I know that the text material has been used, and I have no doubt that a lot. Yeah.
Oh, yes, a lot of them, even Kafka.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the very, very avant-garde films, which gives it a juxtaposition with the past mm-hmm. in an avant-garde film. So We are being creative on our own with this, and I'm playing the organ on this, and Lauren is taking the inner counter melodies and playing them on the cello, and it brings it out
mm-hmm.
so much more than normal, and I think really adds another depth of richness to it and introspection, because you hear the ideas kind of continuing in juxtaposition.
If you're familiar with the piece, you would naturally hum the melody that the organ is playing, but then you see Lauren out front with this other series of tones that, yeah, it's there.
It's the answer.
Yeah.
It's the answer to the melody. And it's so there's a you hear the conversation within the piece, mm-hmm. like you hear the conversation in Bach all the time. And I think that's going to add another layer of reflection for the listener, mm-hmm. because they're going to hear it in a new way.
Sure.
And so I'm extremely excited about that. We're playing also a piece by Hermann Schroeder called Schönster Herr Jesu. Schönster is a word that means most beautiful. It's mm-hmm. One of those superlatives.
German language is a language in my mind that was probably not created by, but it tends to appeal to the engineering mind. degrees of something that
that English make words out of, yeah, out of several words.
Yeah, if you don't find a word that says what you want, just stack them together.
Yeah, when I was doing my doctorate at the University of Maryland, we had to be able to speak and write German. I had to take a test.
Yeah,
and because it is one of those languages that's so suited to music in particular. Mm-hmm. The language, the terms that are used are just beautiful. But this one, Schönster Herr Jesu, has, I'm using the softest stop on the organ, the little celeste. On some organs it would be called a undermaris, but it's a very, very quiet string. Mm-hmm. And it has juxtaposing chords as they move. And in the organ version, it has the melody in the bass on a 4-foot stop. So when you listen to it, you don't even realize it's a pedal. Mm-hmm. You think it's the hands doing something, and you wonder, how can he do that?
He's only got two hands, and neither one of them appear to be moving that way.
So Lauren's going to actually play the pedal part on the cello, and I think it's another haunting piece in its own way. Different harmonies than the Albinoni, mm-hmm. but very rich, very, very, very interesting. And then we'll end with two movements from Vivaldi's Sonata Number 1 cello, the beginning largo and the ending allegro, so mm-hmm. we'll have an upbeat ending to it. So it's really going to be a fascinating program. And I hope people will come, because this music in particular is not music you hear a lot. In fact, rarely mm-hmm. these days.
Well, and I think that's one thing. I think if the two of you get together, you're going to find an imaginative way of maybe using something we are familiar with, or finding, in this case, like the Ave Maria, a text that we know very well from other composers, but we haven't heard this version.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So I think the people will find it very... from a number of different angles, we'll find it very substantial in its impact. Next week, I'm not going to talk about every concert.
No, I'll tell you what. Let me take a break, yeah. and we'll look to the future in just a moment on AM 1400 K1.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our time this morning with Randy Thompson, if you tuned in late, we're talking about the series of Lenten concerts that start tomorrow at First Presbyterian Church in Bartlesville. We've kind of spent the majority of the time so far just about tomorrow, but there are 40 days of Lent, so we got 39 more days to stick these concerts in.
We have every Wednesday up through and including March the 29th or 28th,
which historically that's what we've had in Bartlesville. First Pres or one of the churches in town have had a series of Lenten concerts, and I think most of the time it's been First Pres, but I leave the door open in case I'm incorrect on something.
I I think it's been most of the time first pres too. Yeah. But anyway, next week is another really wonderful opportunity. A concert, piano, four hands.
Okay.
This is a rarity. Mm-hmm. A rarity to do it in serious terms. And Susan Mueller and I are putting our heads together, and we're selecting excerpts from Mozart's first 12 symphonies for piano four hands.
Okay.
His early symphonies.
Almost still sounding more Baroque than classic as far as...
Yes,
yeah.
Some of them still have that darkness mm-hmm. of the Baroque period. But when you get up to 10, 11, and 12, they're quite frisky.
No doubt.
And then we're also going to play some really beautiful hymn arrangements. Fairest Lord Jesus, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, Be Thou My Vision. There's something about the piano four hands where the entire instrument is used mm-hmm. that is such a marvelous sound, where you hear the upper register carry the melody, and then the interplay. And the fun thing about four-hand piano is you would think that the composers would kind of divide the piano in the middle and have...
That middle two octaves is meant to be shared.
It is meant to be shared, and you can, your left hand can either cross over your partner's hand or under... If you're playing in the upper half of the mm-hmm. piano, you have to kind of strategize, yeah. or you will bump into each other.
Probably some times where I'm sure you two have already got it worked out, but where occasionally somebody has to, you were over, but you got to reach under now because the other person moved.
Most of the time, I like to move under because I'm a little bit shorter anyway, and that's an easier route for me.
Well, you know, and for those of us that spent a childhood taking piano lessons, typically it was the student with the teacher, and it's nice to see two accomplished players working together.
Yeah, this is really fun. Susan and I started out, we met in 1985, and I was became music director at First Methodist, and I asked her to be the church pianist. Mm-hmm. She, in turn, asked me to come and direct and accompany the high school choir. She
sure.
was just starting there. And then I accompanied the chorale for a number of years. So we've had a long professional friendship and collaboration, and I think this will really just top it off. Then we have Wade Daniel is doing a program, solo piano, and he is a master at some of these hymn tunes. Mm-hmm. He's really put a fun program together.
He has put out a CD primarily of hymn tunes.
He does a beautiful job. And then we're having a vocal quartet of Callie Rivera, Celeste Barrett, Catherine Stewart, and Mark Beckwith, and they're going to be doing some gorgeous
sure.
Lent.
Between those four, I would, again, interpolating, because you didn't say, each of them probably came with, I'd like to sing this one.
That's exactly how it happens. Yeah. Yes, and I'll be accompanying them too, and then we have a program from the high school. They're going to select an ensemble. That their spring is kind of complicated because there are all kinds of festivals, mm-hmm. but they're going to get an ensemble to come and do Lenten music for us, and so I'm excited about the series. I think it will. Every one of these concerts is going to be so different. And will offer tonally a different sound, and in the choice of music, a different experience. Mm-hmm. And so as you travel through Lent, you'll be enriched each and every week. And so I hope a lot of people come to all of the concerts.
Well, make your risk plans, put it in your phone for Wednesdays starting tomorrow through the 40 days of Lent.
There's one more program. I know I'd forgotten one. Kathy Stewart and I are going to do a program of organ and piano.
Okay.
And that'll be
two keyboards that go well together.
Yes. And we found some really fun classical sounding mm-hmm. Things. So it's going to be a wonderful series. And tomorrow at the Linton program, as people are leaving, they will have an opportunity for the imposition of the ashes.
Okay.
And there will also be a place where one can give a gift, a love offering. Mm-hmm. And all six concerts, the love offering will go to the Cottage for Hope, for Life, Love, and Hope. Mm-hmm. And this is the cottage, as you know, it's brand new in town.
Yes.
It's about a year and a half old, that meets the needs of young, unwed mothers. And they not only care for the mother who has had her baby, this is what I'm really proud of, is that they care for the mother who has sadly chosen abortion, but that has great needs.
Sure, absolutely.
And so they care for those mothers too and take them in, and they're part of the course of study. They work on their future. Mm-hmm. And so it's for the unwed mother in all of its ramifications, all of its totality. They have a home where they actually put up the ones who are homeless. Mm-hmm. They have just gotten another smaller home that's called a transition home for people who are perhaps between jobs. Mm-hmm. And just need a little boost. But the majority of the clients do have a home to be in, but they all come together at one location, the cottage, where they have a computer lab. They fix them. They have a program at Tri-County Tech that they get them into, and it's a really thorough program, and it's life-changing. It changes trajectory. Not only
that's why music is not always rocket science, because you don't know that word.
That's right. it changes the life of the entire family, not the one individual, but the future of the entire family. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very proud of that. And as you know, my daughter is a co-founder of that program. So
yes.
I'm very happy about that.
Well, it's a good reason to be happy. And I'm glad that the organization chose that particular outlet. That's great.
Yeah.
Again, come for the concerts. What time does the actual performance start? And then when does the sack lunch?
The service starts at 12:15 with a scripture reading by our pastor and welcome. And then we have the program that goes to 12:45, and lunch starts at 11:30 or 12:45, whichever seating you choose.
Sounds great. You are invited, and Randy Thompson and friends will provide the concert for you. It's going to be a wonderful Lent. Thank you so much, Randy.
Thank you.
That's our Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1 on this Tuesday morning. And it is, I guess we can still say Mardi Gras, regardless of whether we're in New Orleans or someplace else. It's Tuesday the 13th, and that's a Community Connection brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, and also by Sam Stoya, your Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance agent.